Examination Board, that is the IEB, announcing a strong 98.31% overall pass rate for the 2025 National Senior Certificate Examinations, reaffirming the board's consistent academic performance. In Gauteng, the top performing IEB schools, such as Red Hill School and Saheti School, celebrated outstanding outcomes, including high distinction rates and exceptional individual achievements. Let's speak to Lebohang Monjane, who is Executive Director at Independent Schools Association of South Africa. Good morning and thank you for your time. What do these results tell us about the value of and perhaps the sacrifice in many instances that parents make towards investing, you know, where possible, in sending their children to IEB schools?
Good morning, Tulisizwe. I think that really I want to congratulate all the students who have written matric, either through the state or through the IEB. I think that really this does speak on the fact that quality independent schools do provide a very good education and prepare students very strongly, on a very strong basis to prepare them for further education. And as you note, with the IEB, their bachelor degree pass rate is 89.12%. So the vast majority of students who actually write the exam end up getting a bachelor degree pass rate.
And say a bit more about that. What this kind of pass rate that has to do with study towards a bachelor's degree, what pathways from past experience have you found that it opens up? Because you're correct to point out 89.12% of the candidates qualifying for degree study, 7.83 achieving diploma level entry, and only 1.34% qualifying for higher certificate programs. What does it say about the kind of student that is oriented towards degree study and the value of going through this path of independent schools for them?
I think here I really would love to quote Minister Khwarube, who really made a distinction between two types of students yesterday when she announced the state exams. And those are that the children who are growing up in homes where there is reading, books, and what she also said, very, very importantly, that these children, most of them have gotten very high quality early childhood education from very qualified educators. That is the distinction compared to many students who are coming from rural areas or townships, in which the first time they really are interacting with education is when they're grade one. It really is important, and I really want to commend her for emphasizing this. Matric results are not what we should be looking at. It is the quality of pre-primary education and improving that access. That is what distinguishes, I think, quintile 4 and 5 schools in the public school system and independent schools, because there we are talking about parents who are paying fees towards their children's education.
So results such as these that we're talking about from the IEB are clearly a good advertisement for yourselves, the independent schools and the like. So, you know, naturally, the attraction will be there. But what are the deeper conversations about what practices, policies are translatable to the rest of the education system, to the public education system? And are those conversations happening? And are you perhaps concerned that those conversations should be happening, given some of the pressures that you end up facing, not only as far as space is concerned, but also affordability and the ability of parents to keep up with payments in some instances?
I think that is a good point. I think that really what you need to look at is that the independent education sector is very diverse. We at ISASA, our school fees range from 0 rands to several hundred thousand rands a year. So parents who are able to have disposable income can find often a quality independent school to send their children. Also, what we have to remember is this, is that some independent schools charge lower fees than public schools. So the important thing is that don't think that because it's an independent school, therefore it is necessarily expensive. So really what we would really encourage parents to look for is quality education, either in the public or independent sector, but they have to be interested in supporting their children through education. What do I mean by that? We really need to start to emphasize, I think as the president has said, reading, 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 reading. If you, even if you are a family that may not be able to afford books, go out, take your children to the library, make sure that they're reading hardcover books, get them off those tablets. Those are what will distinguish a good education over a child who's not able to be successful academically. It is that support and that emphasis on reading and basic skills that I would encourage parents to consider for their children.
All right, I've got to thank you for your time this morning. Lebogang Monjane is Executive Director at the Independent Schools Association of South Africa. Let's go.